This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Russell Wilson signing with the Giants. We talked about Jameis Winston signing with the Giants. And then all of a sudden, we've got Russ going to the Giants as well. And by the way, they made it very clear through their intermediaries, I'm talking about the intermediaries in the media, that they will also consider drafting a quarterback as well. My God, they're going to have the most packed quarterback room in the NFL. But Russ signs with the Giants 1 year, $10.5 million guaranteed. I read a really funny note from Pro Football Talk that analyzed the contract that if the Giants go 17-0, it would activate the final bonus structure, and that's how he would get up to $21 million. But right now, $10.5 million, if he could somehow go 17-0 undefeated, he'd get up to $21 million on this one-year deal. But your thoughts on Russ going to the Giants?
All right, so good to know we don't have to worry about that last bonus there.
Right.
I don't think the Giants will be doing that. Also, right. The contracts really made it known that, you know, this is, and Russell said this too in his media availability, that he expects to be the starter of this team. Just if you're looking at the contract between him and Jameis Winston, it's very obvious who they believe is going to be the starting quarterback here, and that is going to be Russell Wilson. So Jameis could be like the QB3 of this team if they still take a quarterback, which I think they're live to do in the NFL draft. So all of those like fun Jameis Winston, Malik Nabers tweets,
I know.
Those are dead. Those are over.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, no, it is a bummer for sure, especially like for fantasy. I mean, Jameis was going to pump. He was going to do the pump and dump for Malik Nabers, even though we said this. Like that, there was no way Jameis was going to last 17 games. Now he might not even get 7 minutes playing for this team this year. But I don't know, man. I'm not that impressed with Russell Wilson at this point in his career.
Of course not.
I think he's still like a top, what do you want to say, like top 25, 24, 23-ish. Like, I think if you're ranking quarterbacks, he's probably in that 23 to 26 range.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's fine. I just think he's so limited, you know, in what he can provide you. Like Mr. Unlimited is limited?
What are we talking about over here, Matt?
I think he was limited even when he was the Mr. Unlimited ads were going on, but because he was so heavily reliant on like the outside, the numbers, the go routes, the moon balls and things like that. But he was still like more of a normal quarterback. And I think as he's gotten older, he's actually the middle of the field passing game has depreciated for him. Sure. Last year, among quarterbacks, he ranked 33rd in yards per game on passes, short passes over the middle. 33.6. He ranked in the same areas like Aiden O'Connell. Jalen Hurts is like this type of guy, but obviously Jalen Hurts is just a significantly better deep ball passer than Russell Wilson is at this point in his career. So again, it just, to me, I think that's a problem, you know, in terms of Russell Wilson's game. And I really hate how that fits with Malik Nabers. Look, Nabers is a great, great player. And we saw last year that he can be a productive player because he can be fed these like design touches and things like that. And he gets open so quickly on layup routes. The problem is that Russell Wilson is so he's not the, like, Malik Nabers in his in-season rookie report sample, 90.3% success rate on slant routes. Russell Wilson's not throwing, you know, slant routes and stuff like that. He's not throwing dig routes. And I think that was the best part of Malik Nabers' game, is beating man coverage on those type of plays. And I just feel as if the ceiling outcomes for Nabers this year, like, it's going to be, he's going to be great because he's a great player. And I'm not trying to take, I'm certainly not taking anything away from Malik Nabers, but a guy that in his prospect profile, like, yeah, he was good. Even as a rookie, he was good on nine routes. And I think he and Russ are going to connect on some big plays. That game that I tweeted about with the Colts, where he was, you know, dunking on the Colts so that they could sign Jameis Winston, like that joke tweet I referenced last episode.
Yeah, right.
He was dunking on them on go routes in tight coverage in contested situations because he's a full field player. And like, look, he's great on those routes, but you go back to his prospect profile, the areas that he was the best was like 82.8% on the dig route, 87.5% on slant routes. So like, that's just not going to be the Russell Wilson menu. So I do think that's kind of a bummer for Nabers in terms of like putting together what I would consider like a truly elite season from a production standpoint. Like, Russ is just, I mean, Jameis could have done it from a fake sense and they'd still be losing football games. And like, honestly, that wouldn't really move the needle for me. But even if they're like maybe a slightly better football team with Russ, I don't think that it's great for Nabers from like a pairing stylistic perspective.
I will say, I think Russ is, especially over the last couple of seasons, has really taken it upon himself to protect the football a lot more than he was used to. I think he is aware of his limitations, not that he can change a lot of it. But again, he's 36 years old. Last year across 11 games had 64% completion rate. That's fine. That's acceptable. It's not good. 225 yards passing per game. And again, that Pittsburgh offense did not feature a lot of pass catchers, so I guess that's also somewhat respectable. 16 touchdowns, and again, 5 interceptions across those 11 games. It should be noted that in his last 3 years with Denver and Pittsburgh, these are not great teams, but still, Russ is 17-24 across those 3 seasons with Denver and Pittsburgh. But again, I do think that he has taken it upon himself to protect the football a little bit. To your point, Matt, that probably translates into more realistic close games. I won't even say wins. I'll just say closer games for the Giants. I am bummed out, though, because forget about wins and losses for a second. You talk about for fantasy purposes, Jameis Winston is just must-watch TV, just period. Like, if I just want to sit down and have a good old time watching a football game, Jameis Winston is going to provide me some entertainment. You know what I mean? And this is a team in the Giants last year. It just wasn't a watchable program, man. Like, forget about it. Like, I don't want to sit down and watch the Giants play. I feel like with Russell Wilson back there, again, I'm back into this whole concept of, like, do I even want to sit there and watch Russell Wilson and company struggle and slog through a season? I'm just not that sure, man.
I'm pretty sure. No, I don't. The Giants have not been, like, a fun team to watch. Right. They've had like little moments, and honestly, it's been mostly because of, like, you know, receivers. Like when Odell Beckham was in his prime and crushing with Eli Manning. Like, you
Saquon
know,
that was his rookie year, though.
True. Yeah, Saquon, but still, like, again, were the Giants a great team? You know, no. I don't know. Like, you know, and they are watchable when Nabers is doing things. It's just, again, like, stylistic. We're having Corey Kinnon on the show. I'm looking back at Derek Klassen's old profile for us from Russell Wilson in 2022. One of his worst routes in terms of throwing was the dig route, 57% success rate, below the quarterback average. 10 yards over the middle of the field was his worst area, you know, relative to the average in terms of throwing. And that's really where I think, Nabers could catch like 120 passes in a season just because he's so good working on that quick game. You know, I think this is one of the best young receivers in the NFL. Like, I was impressed with Nabers as a prospect. I was impressed with what he did as a rookie. I'm even more impressed with him after talking to him when I interviewed him a couple of months ago, because he's so smart and thoughtful about the game. I will say he'd said there that his favorite route to run was like a stop route, which Russ, according to Derek's data in that shitty 2022 season, that was his best route, throwing like a curl route. So maybe they'll link up there. Okay. That's something. But again, I hate to think of like, we're doing, it's a very memeable quarterback room, right? Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, Tommy DeVito, like all-time quarterback room.
Let's
go. Not an all-time, like, let's get Malik Nabers to his peak production. Probably not going to happen in this room.
Oh, my God. I don't care. The one thing I'll say is what I will watch are the pregame speeches. Like,
oh, pass.
Between Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, like, what do we got going on here in the pregame department? This is going to be a lot of fun.
Friggin' pass, bro. Lord, deliver me from throwing pick sixes. Lord, deliver me from watching Giants football in 2025. Thank you.
Amazing. By the way, can we hit on this for a little bit? I know the Giants said they're still in the market to draft a quarterback very high, potentially Shedeur Sanders here. I am of the mindset, Matt, that this is all gamesmanship, that they are making it known very publicly that they are in the market to draft a quarterback to keep the value very high. I just see this as straight gamesmanship. I don't think they're actually interested in Shedeur. Especially when I think about Shedeur and his dad trying to work in there with, Joe Sheen and Brian Daboll. That does not seem like a good situation, man. I feel like the Giants are definitely bluffing here. They want to entice a team that is desperate at the quarterback position to potentially move up in the draft, which I could see. Cleveland is in the market. Saints are definitely in the market, especially for a cheap option at quarterback. Golly, they just need somebody to be cheap. Las Vegas is in the market. The Jets actually are in the market as well. And shoot, I don't know if you saw this crazy wild rumor about Cleveland and Dallas trying to work out a Dak trade, but if that trade some way goes down, if Dak gets moved, I don't see it happening, but if Dak gets moved, is Dallas, which has suddenly become one of the cheapest franchises in the NFL, is Dallas in the market for a cheap option at quarterback? They might be too. Dallas and Shedeur Sanders, do they draft Shedeur and then a year later do they bring on Dion as their coach? Can we just connect some of these conspiracy dots here, man? Like, that would be fun. Let's go.
Yeah, the cheapest owner in all of sports in terms of paying out like cash to out, like, he's gonna which is crazy because the guy was the most valuable franchise in the world, and their owner Jerry Jones does not want to spend any real cash on the team. They're gonna pay $148 million dead cap hit. I don't think so to trade Dak Prescott, give Dion what he wants to come to the. Yeah, I don't think so. So it doesn't pass the smell test for a lot of reasons. But
I do
think that you're right. While that's nothing, what I do think is not nothing is teams like Cleveland and New York, and even to agree, like, I do think the Titans are just going to stick and pick Cam Ward, but I do think, like, there's some movement somewhere in this top three. I think, because, and I do think the Saints are the most logical team to sell the farm, and I actually think Shedeur Sanders, I'm not going to mention this with Corey, but I do think he'd be a great fit in Kellen Moore's offense in New Orleans. So that's at least, like, on my radar. Maybe they could come up to two or three and potentially get a Shedeur Sanders. I think they'd be interested in doing that.